Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much of what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show of The Science of Health and You. We want to thank you for giving us your time this evening for us to share with you pertinent information pertaining to you. It's so important that in this day and time that we live in, that we really pay attention to what's happening around us, no matter what it is, where it is, and how it is. The world is really going through some changes. Teddy Pendergrass said, wake up, everybody. It's time to teach a new way. time to think a new way. It's time to be a new way. You know, we have to really, really begin to look at our lives in a completely different way and pay attention to the surroundings. Pay attention to what's happening in your personal life, your business life, your political life. We really have to pay attention on what the future looks like for us. Not often enough do we pay attention. And tonight we're going to focus in on what paying attention really is and some of the causes that puts us in that state where we don't pay attention. We don't look at what's happening around us. We don't see. We can't figure things out. We're unconscious. We have attention deficit disorder. We're depressed. We have a sense of hopelessness and despair. In most cases, we've been reading in the newspapers that a lot of our young people have suicidal tendencies. And what's going on with that? This irrational behavior, this impatience, this impulsiveness, what is causing these particular things in our thinking process? And we have covered some of these areas previously on our shows, going back almost 2 years now. You know, I have this reservedness today. You know, I just got back from Chicago, and most recently I got back from Alabama. I'm back here in St. Louis, and you know what? It's going on every single place you go. Every single body is going through the exact same thing. I don't cut the TV on anymore because there's nothing there for me to pay attention to but a bunch of lies and misinformation, disinformation, irrational thinking. People just saying things in your face and just look you dead in your eye, just tell you a bald-faced lie. Like, it's okay. It really is okay. So it lets me know that people don't really know that they don't know. It's so aware. I'm so aware of my surroundings, and you can't trust anybody. People shooting children. They're just irrational. The emotions, that irrational instinct, which is called kind of animalistic, is happening around us every day. Wrong people, no matter what their religious background, making decisions that affects other people, and don't pay attention to what they've done and don't have the respect enough to even share it or say I apologize or whatever it may be. We just don't care. That selfishness, that mindset, that inability to rationally think and take things to their logical conclusion, and your children are involved in your thinking process. Your grandchildren are affected by how you think and what you know and what you share and what you share with them and provide them with tools and resources that we can really claim this one thing that we always say, children are our future. Well, how can children be our future when you, the adult, don't know anything about the future? You don't know anything about yourself. We walk around with this body, this magnificent, this beautiful instrument that our Creator has provided us with that is so functional, but yet dysfunctional when it comes to human beings, knowing how it works, what it consists of, how to get started with making it function in a proper way. Not understanding that blood flows at 186,000 miles per second. Not understanding that your liver, your kidney, your spleen all have an interrelationship. All are integrated. I mean, I'm just kind of making myself, I guess, feel better because basically I'm seeing people act in ways that are just unbelievable that a human being, or shall I say, that with state that's supposed to be human, is acting like an emotional beast in the field. William Shockley told us in 1970 in his book called Future Shock. He said, there will come a time in the 21st century where people will be walking around acting like they're drunk, intoxicated, and would have had nothing to drink because of information overload. Misinformation. As you can see in this day and time, there's so much going on in the world today. So much going on in our personal lives. So much going on in our business life. So much going on in our educational lives and political lives. And, you know, culturally, you know, we don't even know what's going on. People telling us that you can't study your history in your schools. Telling you in this day and time, they don't care whether you vote or not. They don't care. Nobody is caring about anything. And we're sitting here like bumps on the log, doing nothing about it. So my question to you tonight is, what are you engaged in right now? What arena are you taking your time out to participate in to make sure you have an impact on the world? Has your being here made a difference in the world? Are you being human? Or what are you? What is your purpose? Have you ever taken the time out to ask yourself, after going through 9 months of being in your parents' stomach, all the connection being placed in this rightful place so you can come out and be functional? We have the form now. We're born. But the functionality doesn't exist because we're not acting like that creation that our Creator has made. So all I can say to you this evening, Assalamu alaikum, and open up with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. We give praise and thanks to God, the cherisher, the sustainer of all systems of knowledge. I hope you can hear in my voice tonight that I'm really, really serious about what's taking place in my own family's life. In the family lives of friends and relatives, and your people are passing away with, in their early 50s and 60s about things that are avoidable. People are thinking in ways that just doesn't make any sense anymore. Sometimes that becomes depressing in some cases. Some people can't take it. Some people are making errors in judgment, lack of consciousness, inability to produce ideas. We can't even elevate ourselves from one level to the next level and sit back and medicate ourselves either with television, with food, with some, in some cases, drugs. We do have a wide array of audience today. And I have about maybe 15 to 20 people on the internet who couldn't get in. They've already told me that they couldn't get in on the phone. And so they're on the internet. So we want to take the time out to maybe address some of those people. My class that I normally have every year or every 4 or 5 months, students are on the phone. And we were talking about these types of things today, what's going on with our young men, what's going on with our young women. Why are we having so many problems? Why haven't we progressed from the time we came here in 1619? Why haven't we progressed to the degree, there's some other people, they're doing well. Some other people are doing well. Aggregately, we as a community, we're not doing well at all. And I always try to say, if you guys want to really have a great conversation tonight, just admit the fact that all of us are not well. We have some issues. We have some things that are going on in our lives that we have not addressed. And we have to find out why haven't we addressed ourselves, because we are only responsible for ourselves, responsible for your family, then be responsible to your community, and responsible for the world that you live in. And you should have an impact in some shape, form, or fashion. You should be involved in some things that make life better for all of us. The day we put the U.S. back in trust, we are going to be okay. But we don't trust each other. We're not talking ethically. We're talking about period. No one trusts anybody. They don't trust the government. They don't trust the legislators. They don't trust the educators. We don't trust anybody. Why? So tonight we're going to cover some areas and some concerns that we need to be concerned about, because we live in this world, this violent world, at this particular point in time, with all the things that are going on across the world today, all the fighting that's taking place, all those things are really affecting us internally. You have China, Iran, you have Russia, Ukraine, Africa, Latin America. Everywhere you go, everywhere you think, everywhere you see, is violence taking place. Why? Why? So hopefully they will be able to share to you why some of that thinking process has been affected. Why we have mental health issues. And, I hate to really call it mental health. It's just brain dysfunctionality, brain deficiencies. And they come from a particular place that we always cover. We start talking about symptomology. But the program today is about you. I want to engage you in a conversation tonight for you to ask some questions, particularly about yourself. Maybe somebody in your family. Maybe someone you know next door. Let's think about it. We all know someone who has a disability of some sort. And quite frankly, as we see the world today, this whole world is in a disabled state of being. And we just have to understand, we live here, eat here, we go to school here, yet we can't figure out what's wrong. So we're going to cover some things tonight pertaining to education. Why? Things are the way they are educationally. We're going to cover some situations and circumstances around economics. Why are some of these situations we find ourselves in so detrimental to our being, where we rent all high, can't buy a home, you don't qualify for this, bad credit? We got all these things that are taking place in our economic arena that eventually, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to affect you. For every decision that's made in this country, there's an economic consequence, and we got to get this down pat. Time doesn't wait on anyone. Hesitation doesn't help you. Once time goes away, it is gone, and you can't make it up. So the decision that you could have made today compounds tomorrow. And so how many times we try to make a decision about something or do something about something, and days and days and days go by, we still haven't done it, and guess what? The pressure is on your mind. The pressure is on your thinking process. Every day something new is going to happen, so you just add more and more and more to it, and sooner or later, you crash. Is that what's taking place in your life today? How are you feeling about yourself when you got up this morning? Were you pleased with your situation and your circumstance? Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. Are we paying attention? Have you meditated? Have you just thought about what's happening? Have you cut this algorithm down, this whole thing called algorithm, the TV, the radio, the phones, and let some other energy intervene in your thinking process, because we are affected by it, ladies and gentlemen. We truly are. So tonight we want to concentrate on you. The mental state of the next pandemic. This is October. This is the time of year where we do a lot of celebrating. We started off in September with Labor Day and all the food that we consume. We here in October are going to take on more sugar than we ever taken on all year long with our children. And some of the things that we do, we eat that candy and cookies and all those things that take place during Halloween. We consume more sugar during this time of the year than ever before. We consume more saturated fat than any time of the year. Because guess what's coming next? Here comes Thanksgiving. Here comes that nutmeg. Here comes that turkey. Here comes, in some cases, that ham, that roast beef, and all this food and dressing and this and that during this time period. We consume so much food that we can't even function. On Thanksgiving night, we all falling asleep because we just ate. Then we now have Christmas coming. We all get together and do this Christmas thing. You know, I'm just saying what the world brings to the table, not what I do. Then we consume more food, more sugars. We consume so much sugar. We consume so much bad food during this time of the year. And we wonder why we can't get that New Year's resolution right. I need to lose 10 pounds. boy, I tell you, we just don't understand that we are in control. We are the masters of this human body that we walk around with 24/7 and don't have a clue how it works. Do not have a clue how it works. I'm not sitting here complaining tonight. I'm really not. I'm just trying to tweak some thoughts. I'm trying to hopefully say some things to you, and maybe some of this may resonate with you. I don't know. But if it does, I want you to press 1 on your phone. And those of you who are on the Internet, you have to call me on a separate number or text me on a separate number to ask your question, because you can't speak on the Internet. We do have quite a few people I do know for a fact who are there. That number is 650-669-0458. You can text me at that phone. Ask me a question. I will ask the question online for you today. This is IWDM Radio. I am Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show of the science of health and you. What perfect timing today. to talk about health. What perfect time then to talk about you? So I don't want you to hesitate, because sometimes he who hesitates is lost. That's what they say. Well, we don't want to be lost in this day and time. We want to be functional. We don't want to be dysfunctional. We want to be at the state where our behavior changes so we can have a modification in things that we do and how we do it. So press 1 on your phone right now, quite frankly. Press 1 on your phone. We'll get you in the queue. We'll have you ask any question you may want to have. We're going to talk about tonight why we're in this state. We want to talk about tonight the next coming pandemic, because you know the air gets thicker in the wintertime, therefore you don't get as much oxygen as you should. Therefore, our ability to function physically is not the same as in the summertime or the spring or the fall. We have to understand that these things have an effect on our lives. This world has an effect on our lives based on how we eat, how we think. So we're going to concentrate tonight on knowing thyself. You know, they always talk about all these African history must come around. Oh, the first thing they want to know, Timbuktu in the library, they say, know thyself. And I get, it's so funny to me that we have the nerve, the audacity to talk about this and don't have a clue who we are. So tonight we want to say, know thy, take the F off, know thyself. Because that's exactly what we are. A culmination of 200 cell types. Did you hear me? 200 cell types make up the human body. And in those cell types, we have 75 to 100 trillion cells that make us up. We started with egg cells and sperm cells. That atomic intelligence brought about this person that I'm talking to tonight. Everything is in its rightful place. Suppose you had one eye in the front and one eye in the back. That didn't happen. Who made that possible? You have both your eyes in its rightful place. Two ears in its rightful place. A nose, a tongue, a mouth. Two hands. Five fingers on each. Five fingers on each toe. Legs, limbs. The whole system we call the human body and the human anatomy must understand how to make that work. We have quite a few callers on. I don't see any hands raised. I haven't seen nobody push one yet. So if I'm saying anything to you that makes sense, press 1. If I'm saying to you something that don't make sense, press 1. Let me know so I can be quiet. I have no problem subjecting myself to criticism. But I do know one thing. I have children. I have grandchildren, and most of you do too. And I've been blessed to have a great-grandchild. And my concern is their survival. My concern is their being here, and what do I say to them when they ask me this question? I think most of you who have been on the line, when I tell you about my granddaughter, we talk every day. She FaceTimes me every day. And we talk about things that happen at school. And she tells me what the teacher does wrong. She said, Grandpa, I told the teacher that I don't drink milk. I'm over 4 years old. Where did she learn that from? Her granddaughter. Just 1 second, please. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to prolong this opening too much longer. I want to make sure that we understand that this show is for you. This program is for you tonight. Press 1 on your phone. We'll have an opportunity to answer any question you may have. I want to first of all bring our speaker on the line, our guest tonight speaker, one of my hosts is on with me every single week, Abdul Shaheed from the American School of Symptometry. And I want to have him kind of open up a little bit and say a few things about himself, but just comment on some of the things that I discussed. We don't want to get too technical tonight. We just want to get right to the point. Matter of fact, this is who we are. This is what we need to do, and let's address what happened to us. What happened to us? So with that, I'll bring on Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta, Georgia, my friend, my host, that really helped and assisted me with my life with friend, my people that I refer him to, he helps them as well. So I want you to get some help as well. So we're not going to really do too much other than answer questions tonight. Answer questions tonight. Abdul Shaheed, how are you today, my good brother?
We're doing fine, Brother Rashid.
Okay. Okay,
how are you doing?
Man, you know I'm serious tonight. I'm just taking my time. It's just bothering me to see what's taking place in the world today. And I just have to get it off my chest. I'm not trying to, you know, beat everybody up or anything like that. But we're in trouble. We're in a battle for our lives, and it concerns me. Because my children are involved.
Yes, indeed.
And they don't have any weapons. And the only weapon we have right now is knowledge. That's all we have, education and information, so we can get ourselves in a state of being. So, brother, I just want to introduce you again to our listening audience and welcome again to IWDM Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Abdul Shaheed, I'm dropping the mic.
Yes, sir. We certainly appreciate you. You are having this program tonight, and you set the stage for what we need to talk about. And you know, like you said, we don't want to be technical. We like to start out with Bismillah Rahman Rahim, with the name of the Almighty Source Creator, with his permission, with his signature. We thank him for allowing us to be here this evening, and also thank him for allowing our listening audience to be here with us as well. We're just going to, you know, keep it like a family fireside chat.
Hey.
If you have questions, people who want to learn some things about themselves, want to learn some things about what health is really all about, and just keep it simple. I've been blessed to be a student at the American School of Symptometry. I've been studying symptometry now over 10 years. And I have been blessed to have my eyes open about a lot of different things. You know, we come here as a child very curious about everything, about our surroundings. We ask questions. We soak up knowledge and information just like a sponge. And we are created like that for a reason. But at some point, we stop investigating things. We stop asking questions. We stop looking into things. And we just start accepting what people tell us. You know, don't question God's word and all this kind of thing. You know, set the stage for us to really be dumbed down. Really, that's what happened. But Brother Rashid, I've learned that we should never stop learning. I don't care what our age is. We should never stop learning. We have to learn from the cradle to the grave. Because on planet Earth, there's many, many booger traps. And we're sent here to be tested. This is the testing ground. Where people come here, they're like, oh, well, I'm not being tested. And they wonder why, what happened to them when something happened. Or they forget all about the test. And they forget about all about the tools that we're supposed to be using to pass the test. We're not the strongest creature in the creation here. We're not the biggest. But what do we have over everything else, Brother Rashid? What do we have over everything else? We have a 3-pound brain that is the center of our intellect. Our thinking ability to plan ahead, to make allowances, to come up with new ideas, fresh ideas, something that never been created before. We have the ability to do that. But we can't do it when our body is falling apart, deteriorating, collapsing, deconstructing. If we have diseases throughout the body, these diseases become chronic because we don't know what to do, then the brain would be also compromised. That is our weapon, our thinking ability, the intellect. That's what man has been blessed with, Brother Rashid, the intellect. That coupled with our mind and the brain working together, it creates a powerful tool for not only surviving, but for thriving, creating new things, new ideas, new concepts, new principles, all these things. That's why we're sent here to be tested, to make us better and better and better. To become the very best possible human being on this planet. That's why we were sent here. But our health is involved with this because we have this human body, and this human body is the physical part of us. We have two parts, Brother Rashid. We have the seen and the unseen, and they must work together in agreement. Human being consists of two components, one that you can see and one you cannot. We can see our body, we can see our brain, but we can't see our mind and the force and the energy that's operating here. It is force and energy that operate everything in our body. Without force, without energy, things will fall apart. In reality, Brother Rashid, we are energy. This is what energizes the physical body that we're living in. This is our vehicle that houses everything, houses us. And to work along with everything, the mind and the body must be in agreement, not working against each other. But we have people where the body is in charge, when the person's intellect should be in charge. The brain should be functioning properly. But we're compromising our brain based on what we're eating, what we're drinking, the air that we breathe. All of these things that we talk about on the science of health and you, these things will compromise us, Brother Rashid. Planet Earth is to make us better human beings, not make us worse. But if we don't learn what we have to do to stay healthy, then we're going to be riddled with disease. You know, health is normalcy. It is normal for us to have our health, Brother Rashid. So what happens when we have a disease? A disease is abnormalcy, just the opposite. And it means that we made a mistake. Somewhere along the line, we made a mistake. And we have to correct these mistakes. There are rules to health. There's laws that govern the physical world. They also govern our body. They're called physics, the laws of physics. Number of physics, classical physics, quantum physics, atomic physics, nuclear physics, all these things operate in our body. They're operating in our body. We're the product of atomic collision. Many people do not understand that. We came from atoms, and we're going back to atoms. Isn't that amazing thought? Our food that we eat must be atomized, broken down back into nutrients. Ions are nutrients. That's atoms. That's another sign. If you don't understand these things and how we are put together and that the cell is the most important part, the cell is the unit of life, and DNA revolves around life. Life revolves around the DNA. And many people do not even understand the DNA. We don't understand genes. We don't understand chromosomes. All these things have to do with us, the human being. And when they become compromised, then our bodies are compelled to produce symptoms and disease. And pharmaceutical drugs, herbs, and food will not cure diseases. They don't cure diseases. They treat symptoms. They don't produce enough energy to repair what needs to be repaired. So how are all these things put together? That's what syntomagy is all about. The most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. It is DNA and cell support system. And we've been neglecting everything about the life that we've been given. We neglect everything. First of all, we neglect our own body, the cells that we're made up of. We neglect them. We neglect our own DNA. We're supposed to protect the DNA. Plants have learned to protect their DNA. That's why they produce poison, Brother Rashid. All of them on planet Earth produce poison. They're smart. They thrive for longevity, and they will poison you if you keep eating them. You have to learn how to neutralize the poison that they produce to protect their DNA. They use toxic metal. They pull it right out of the air, right out of the soil. and use them to produce more poison, to poison us. Doesn't kill us right away. But they're smart. They have evolved to last longevity. They can have diseases, and they still know how to continue to live and survive with a disease on part of them. It's amazing. They produce alexin that will protect the rest of the plant and seal off the disease. Human beings can do the same thing. We will use our mind, use our brain, and learn how to nourish the brain. How do we nourish the brain, Brother Rashid? How do we learn to nourish our brain, to prepare our children for learning? We send them off to school and say, teach my child. But at the same time, we feed them garbage. We don't even think about the food that we're feeding them, that there's a connection between their behavior and attitude and the food they are eating. There's a connection. So we don't want to be too technical tonight. And you mentioned the next pandemic. It's the next pandemic.
Let's get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to talk a little bit, you know. And then once again, let me just say this. This is IWDM Radio, the Science of Health for You. I am Rashid Salam, and this is Abdul Shaheed from the American School of Symptomatology. And let me just say this. For those of you who do press one on your phone, please don't come and lecture about anything. Please don't try to take away from the opportunity for someone to get an answer to the question. If you want to comment about something, you got some heavyweight stuff, get your own show. We just want to say it. Like, I don't mean it in a bad way. But we know what we're talking about. You know, we don't need any third-party information. We don't know, we don't want to know nothing about what somebody said on the Internet or what they said or something. We're talking about real truth. We don't have to worry about verifying this, but I have to worry about trying to verify something else, no matter how it seems that it's interrelated or interconnected. We're talking about symptometry. We're talking about the truth. So limit your questions. Don't give me your comment. I'm not trying to be rude. We don't want to deter from the educational opportunity that we provide, that we give. And if you want to be on the show, just call us. I want to be a guest speaker so I can share with you some things I know, and we'll be happy to have you on the show. But in the meantime, people online right now currently trying to satisfy some of their needs, trying to satisfy some of the things that they have problems with, and you don't have the answer. Symptometry has the answer. That's a fact that I do know, Abdul Shaheed. You know, the answers that we have yes. for already for us, and we don't want to know what somebody else said. we just want to know what we're talking about because it's relevant to our well-being. So this is, again, those of you who have a question, those of you who have something you want to say, ask a question about something pertaining to you, pertaining to your relative, pertaining to your children. And I think we've been very eloquent in our opening, sharing with you the disposition of what's taking place in this country right now. We have to have a concern about this. Abdul Shaheed, you know, I have a couple questions on the Internet so far, but, you know, the arrogance, the egotistical, the mindset of people, the inability to think and process information, you know, the incorrigibility, the absent-mindedness, the lack of sleep that's taking place in our people's lives. We really think we're all right. And I know all that.
Yeah, we think we're normal.
Yeah, you know,
we think we're normal.
It sounds good to you. You think you're all cool. But guess what? You're delusional in thinking that without the help and support of what we're talking about today, why are you snappish? Why are you edgy? Why are you having panic attacks? What is with this anxiety? Lack of sleep. We have to ask ourselves these questions. And sometimes that meditation period, we have to go home and sit down and just meditate, pray, understand this mistrust, this distrust that we have towards each other. We took the U.S. out of trust, my good brother. We surely took it out, and we don't understand why we have these distractions. So we're going to ask her a couple questions here, but I want you to make sure you go ahead and finish. I just want to make it plain to those who are listening. We don't need comments. We need questions because we want to get an answer. The question that you ask may be a question that somebody else can benefit from because some of the people online You know, they're still afraid to ask the question, but when you're afraid to ask the question, you talk about your life here. You talk about something that particularly may save your life. So feel free to press 1 on your phone. When you press 1 on your phone, you show up in my queue. I will open your mic and allow you that opportunity to get an answer to a question for you, a relative, a friend, or someone else, okay? So take the time and just get your pencil and pen. Write it down. I know he said a lot. You know, I'm not the professional here, but I was just giving my own personal feeling what I see happening in my everyday dealings with people. I see it. I'm experiencing it. And it's affecting me, that negativity. People trying to have a conversation with me don't know what they're talking about. I almost said something I shouldn't have. And I know they don't know because they sound like, you know, crazy people. It's just not coming out right, and it's not their fault. It really isn't their fault. This world is just poison. The food we eat is poison. And we know this to be a fact because they have already told us, Abdul Shaheed, that
there's no mineral content
in the soil. They told us that we have genetically altered seeds. They've told us that they make eggs and chickens in the laboratory. They're telling us every single day. We still run to the store and buy this crap and consume this crap and don't know how to get it out of your body. Unbelievable that they got us to this point where we're dysfunctional as human beings. So you want to comment on that before I bring the next question on the line?
Yes, sir. Here's what has to happen. Here's what we're overlooking. The human being is high maintenance. You know, we eat food, we drink water, we drink beverages, we eat fruits and all these different things, and we think that's all we have to do to be healthy. The first thing you talk about when you ask somebody about health, they go right to food. Well, what food do I eat? What kind of diet do I have? It's not about nutrition. It's about the upkeep and the maintenance. What kind of maintenance are you doing to protect yourself, to repair things? Things break down. Whatever is constructed must be deconstructed and reconstructed again to be renewed. What are you doing to do that, to help your body renew itself? Our body has the capacity, Brother Rashid, to renew every aspect, every part, because our cells divide. But we eat food that keep the cell from dividing because we can't divide without certain enzyme, and then you eat certain food, it denatures the enzyme. And then we got to understand about mental health. It is neurons and neurotransmitters that runs our mind and keep the mind in a paradigm of normalcy. I said our mind, right?
Yes, sir.
Why is the mind so important, Brother Rashid? Yes. If our mind is in a state of abnormalcy, that's the whole person, really. In essence, because the mind makes all of the person decisions. Isn't it the person decision that gets them in trouble all the time?
Absolutely.
I have a problem. Now, what am I going to do? I'm hungry. Am I going to go to work? Am I going to go steal something? That person have a decision to make. Should I go work or should I go steal something? Or should I go and ask someone to help me? There are three choices there. If the brain is impoverished and the mind is impoverished, the person is going to go steal from somebody, rob somebody, kill somebody to eat. Because the mind is not on a paradigm of normalcy. It's abnormal. How can the person be expected to make normal decision, good decision? The mind is the decision maker. We must know this, brother and sister. If the brain is impoverished, so will the mind be. It is neurons and neurotransmitters that run our mind and our brain. They work together. The brain is the command center, but the mind makes all of the decision. It can make decision that's not in the good interest of the person.
Okay.
So these things we have to remember. The high maintenance, and we depend on energy. If something is zapping our energy level, taking energy from us, the food, the water, the drinks, the beverages, the drugs, the herbs, If they're zapping our energy, there'll be another reason why the person would be sick. Wherever the person is losing energy, they will have a sickness or disease in that area. No doubt. I don't care what the doctor says.
Yes,
because the cell cannot do anything without energy. It is the cells of our body that's in charge of our health. This is what we have to know, too. We're composed of 75 to 100 trillion cells, and they are responsible for our health. If we take care of them, they'll keep us healthy. We ignore them, neglect them, and you see what's happening in the world today.
All righty. Well, we're going to get to our questions here, those of you on the line. So all of you have an opportunity to press one on your phone. And I had one that was ready earlier. I'm going to get back to it. But I think we had a mix-up here with something, but I'm going to make sure that person has an opportunity to say what they had to say. We have 314-833. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open. Okay, well, that person has gone, and we're going to leave that alone, give me out the cue. So let's answer the one question that, so I get three questions from the internet, and we're going to get to those. As I was doing my class, I was talking to people about how the human body works and why the thinking processes are the way they are. And I just happened to hit on a subject matter where a young lady said, my doctor told me I had a fatty liver. And boy, you know, I had to bite my tongue because
liver.
The serotonin, the acetylcholine, and the melatonin in the liver, and how many functions do that liver have? And just so I didn't really get into it with the young lady. All she said, my doctor told me I had a fatty liver and I had to change my diet. And I hate that word diet. I just hate it with a passion because the first three letters say die.
I wonder what
she's
going to change it to.
She didn't tell her that. Nothing about that. So this is a question for her. She's in my class. She's on the internet. And you can answer that question for her. Just share with her a little bit about the liver and the fatty liver syndrome and what she's going to have to do to address that. And I want to warn each and every one of you again. Press one if you have a question. Not a comment. Press one if you have a question pertaining to something in your life. Press one. Get in the queue now before it gets too late, because by the time this show is over with, you're going to be tweaked. You're going to be something's going to pop in your head, something you want to know. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because this is about you. This is why we're here. It's about you. Whatever you need, so we can provide you with those tools and resources to make yourself a better. So here's the question being answered by the young lady in my class today about fatty liver. Abdul-Sheed?
Yes, sir. Fatty liver. That's the easy one, Brother Rashid. If the person consumed the wrong fats and oil, not only will you have a fatty liver, you have fat degeneration of the kidneys, fat degeneration of the heart, fat degeneration of the lung. Every part of the body will have fat accumulated in it. Accumulation of fat everywhere. Why? Because our cell requires unsaturated fat. We have to understand what our cells require and give it to them, and they will restore and keep us healthy. If we give them the wrong thing, we have saturated fat, we have unsaturated fat. We have polyunsaturated oil and saturated oils. These things, you can't be guessing at it. You can't be guessing. You have to know. I guarantee the person who owns a Lexus, they know what kind of oil to put in that car. Think about that. They've read the manual, and when they take it to be serviced, they're going to make sure that that technician is putting the correct oil in there. And here's a human being that does not know the oil that they should be putting into themselves. What kind of deal is this? If you give your liver the wrong oil, then the whole body is going to have a problem. If you give your liver the saturated fat, the liver is going to produce LDL. See, cholesterol is something you can't go to the health food store and buy. You can't go and buy HDL. Our own body has to produce it. Our own body has to produce it. You can't go to the health food store and buy acetylcholine. The cell must produce acetylcholine. What does it use to produce acetylcholine, Brother Rashid? HDL, that is good cholesterol. What does the body use to produce hormones? HDL. What does the body use to produce a permeable membrane around the 75 to 100 trillion cells? The membrane must remain permeability, the permeability of the membrane. What does it use to do it? HDL. What does the brain use to produce steroid hormone like estrogen, testosterone, androgen? What does it use? It uses, there again, HDL. In HDL, the person must consume unsaturated fat and cook with polyunsaturated oils. If they do just the opposite, they consume saturated fat and cook with the wrong oil, then they set the liver up to produce LDL, and eventually they're going to have a fatty liver. Every organ of our body depends on the liver. It's just like the sun to all of the planets. All of the planets depend on energy coming from the sun. That's how important the liver is. Sometimes you call it the hepatocentric concept. Everything revolving around the liver, because it produces so many resources for all other parts of the body. It produces the resources. See, here's how body works. We give our body the nutrients and the resources, and our own body produces all of the brain essential. It produces all of the body essential and produces all of the cells essential. These things you can't go to the doctor and ask for. You can't go to the pharmacist and ask for them. You can't go to the herbalist and ask for them. Our own body must produce them. We give our body the nutrients and the resources. That's what eating is all about. But we just can't just eat anything. You have to eat scientifically. You have to live on this planet scientifically. You have to cook the food scientifically so you don't have these problems. So it is cooking with the wrong oil that caused her to have a fatty liver. The cells of our body will keep putting fat somewhere. He has to put it somewhere when it's the wrong fat. Our cells need fats and oil, but it's very specific. It's not just any fat and oil. Our cells need sugar, but it's specific. It's not just any sugar. Our cells need starch, but it's specific. It's not just any starch. Our cells need protein. It's specific. All protein is not the same. You have to know which one to give your body. Our body uses fats and oil. You have to know which one to give it. If not, then you're going to have a disease. The body, the cell will continue to put fat wherever it can put it, out of the way. In order to keep it out of the blood, Brother Rashid, everything finds its way at some point in our blood. That will become a blood impurity if you cook with the wrong fat and oil, or if you consume products cooked with the wrong fats and oil, like soybean oil, like palm oil, like peanut butter oil, like safflower seed oil, like corn oil, vegetable oil, all these other oils, other than canola oil. Why canola oil? It has the least amount of saturated fat, even though it's a man-made oil, but it's the best oil for our cells, for our body. Natural does not mean healthy. There's a lot of natural things, and they will kill you. It's natural. People think herbs are natural. They are, and they will compromise your health. Certain herbs. So just because something is natural, it doesn't mean it is healthy for you. Mm-hmm. So what do you do about the fatty liver, Brother Rashid? That's what the doctors need to be telling her.
Right.
You must avoid saturated fat and the fatty liver that you already now have. You must use subatomic particles called particulates to ionize the fat away, because saturated fat or fatty liver will produce plaque everywhere in the human body. Plaque everywhere in the human body. Everywhere in the human body. So that is the answer to her question. I hope she took notes. And,
yes, sir. Well,
if you want to know if you have further information? Mm-hmm.
I did refer her to the website. She does have AMSOS.org. And I did show her. And then when you get through with that, she has your phone number, but you'll get it again.
Yes.
Close out the show. So I have one other question before I take the hand I have raised in the studio. I have this question pertaining to Mr. Rashid. You told me that I should be eating salad, and you didn't elaborate on the class. Can I get an answer to that question? I said, "Don't. I'm not going to answer that question. I'm not a qualified entomologist, nor am I one to give advice. I am one who provides you with education and information. I have someone on the phone tonight who can provide you with that question to that answer, answer to that question, shall I say. She wants to know about this little mean green. That's what I call it.
She's eating salad is a big-time problem for human beings. This is one of the main reasons why people are sick, Brother Rashid. They think that they can eat raw plants. They think plants are innocent. They think plants are natural and safe. No. No and no. Plant-produced poison. We've said that so many times on this program. All plant produce the following three poison, all of them, and most plant produce a lot more poison than these to protect their DNA and protect themselves and do what they need to do. Plants can produce poison, and their nutrients are intermingled together, but human cannot do that. Humans do not have enzymes to digest poison. Think about it. Poison denatures the enzyme that human beings produce. This is what happened. So there's so many reasons why you cannot eat raw plants. Their poison, their main purpose on planet Earth is to purify the air. So if they're purifying the air, Brother Rashid, that means they're just like sponge or a vacuum cleaner, they're sucking up all of the filth and pollutants and everything in the air, right?
That's right.
If they're purifying the air, they're taking all the pollutants, all of the stuff that man is putting into air, the plants are taking it out. And they remove toxic metal from the air. They remove toxic metal from the soil. They also use the mineral in the soil for themselves. And for us, the minerals are toxic in excess amount. Even the one that we're made up of are toxic in excess amounts. You don't know what excess is. Nobody taught you anything about excess. And then microbes trying to feed on the plant, just like humans want to eat up plants. Microbes, things that you cannot even see. Viruses, bacteria, fungus, protozoans, worms, parasites. They're glued to those plants. You don't see them. That's why they're called microbes. You can't see them with your eyes, but they're there. And you eat a plant raw. You just took the vegetable home and you rinsed them under some water for about a couple of seconds, and then you put them on a cutting board and chop them up, and then you put some vinaigrette or some stuff on there. You're literally poisoning yourself, and then you are allowing squatters in the form of microbes to enter your body. You are putting them there. You are consuming them. They also produce poison and toxic. Then the toxic matter that the plant uses to produce more poison will be inside of you. And you cook with saturated fat. That saturated fat will trap the toxic matter within your cells. And this is how cancer, which is a neoplastic enzyme, come into existence spontaneously because the conditions are favorable. Because no oxygen would be in your cell. Many of your cells would not have oxygen. Wherever there's no oxygen in the cell, the potential for cancer to spontaneously come into existence. Because the cancer cells are anaerobic. They don't need oxygen. They thrive all oxygen-less environment. And you are setting up the condition when you eat salads.
All right.
Also, plants They are smart. They don't want to be eaten by us. They want healthy longevity too. So they create poison, even more than the three that all of them have to have. They have to have chlorophyll, that is poison to your human. They have to have, they produce the old green leaves, all of them produce ammonia. And we already produce ammonia, our own cells. And they produce ferulic acid as well. Those three poisons, every plant on planet Earth produces them. Every plant produces them. And far more. So if you eat salad, you don't cook the food, you're not getting the nutrients. You're consuming cellulose. The nutrients are locked up into bonds, molecular bond, covalence bond, ionic bond, chemical bonds. In order to release the nutrients, you must break the bond that holds them tightly together by cooking, heat, applying heat in cooking, releasing the nutrients. That's all we need from plant. We don't need the plant poison. We don't need the plant cellulose, their foundation, their fiber. We don't need that. Those things would sicken us. There's so many different reasons why you should not eat raw plants. If you do, you won't be healthy.
Hey,
I think we beat that horse enough.
Yes.
All plants must be cooked.
Okay, I'm going to go to the studio and press one on your phone if you have a question or want to participate in this conversation. We have 111. 111, please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, I just wanted to ask a rhetorical question and then ask another one that has to do with all the pregnant women out there. I'm concerned about some that are in my own immediate family. But what I wanted to ask about is I'm fascinated with words. I'm always what is the cause of dysgeusia? D-Y-S-G-U-E-S-I-A. And I hang up and listen. I know that they say it is altered taste, or the taste in your mouth is altered because of medication or some kind of procedure that might be done in your mouth. But could you expound on that? And also, how can those that took that thing that scam of a shot that are pregnant, how can they return? How can they reverse what has happened if they're injured? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much. Perfect question.
Both of those are very easy questions to answer. We shared information so many times about the virus, and people need to know the truth about virus. There's hundreds of viruses, hundreds of them. And here's somebody going to come up with a vaccine that can protect you from one virus or two viruses or three viruses. And we try to protect. They say you need to protect your children from about, 10 viruses. What happened to the other 300 viruses that exist? What are you going to do about protecting yourself against those? So these are questions people have to ask, and they should have answers to them. Our own body has everything that it needs. The Almighty Source Creator did not leave out anything. We have an immune system for a reason. But the medical people, they think that we only have an immune system in name only because of their drugs keep compromising the immune system. The vaccines, just like all drugs, have three things in it that will compromise the person's health further. There's halogen in it. Those are mineral salts, halogen. They have electrical charges, and they produce more negative charges than positive. All salts have electrical charges, positive and negative. They're called anion and cations. They also have alkyl, which is a substance, a chemical, that will remove hydrogen from the person's cell. If there's no hydrogen there, then, of course, The cell will not be able to produce heat nor water. The cytoplasm within the cell must be fluid. That's where water comes in. If it's dehydrated, it cannot do anything to help you to be healthy. It cannot produce any brain, body, or cell essential. It won't do it. And then it has, a kill, the mineral salt, and halogen. Those three things. And toxic metal, because they have to have a preservative, and those preservatives have toxic metal. They use formaldehyde, mercury, aluminum. These are some of the preservatives that you use. Those same things denature enzymes. So you take a vaccine, you take an antibiotic, it's going to denature enzymes. Your body will come to a grinding halt without enzyme. And that's going to be clear. The other question deals with maintaining the pH of our mouth. Our mouth is acidic. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14, where 7 in the middle is neutral. Anything below it is acidic. Our mouth is acidic. And we must maintain that. If we violate the pH rule anywhere in our body, there's a bacteria inside of us. He is called the pH police, Brother Rashid. When the person changes the pH from where it should be to where it shouldn't be, then he comes out. He has about 11 different weapons that he's released. They're all toxic. They're all toxic. So that's where the mouth will have a problem. You change the pH of the mouth. How do you do that? You can do it by taking drugs. You can do it by brushing your teeth with salt. You can do it by brushing your teeth with baking soda. Think about that. Because baking soda and salt is alkaline. It's alkaline. When the mouth is acidic, you're going to change the pH. And people are drinking all kind of and eating all kind of acidic foods, alkalized food. People eat on ginger. Ginger is very therapeutic, but you must know how to use it. You can't put ginger in your mouth and suck on it. Too alkali for the mouth. There's other product people put in their mouth. They use mouthwash, Brother Rashid.
Oh, yeah.
They never ask the question, is mouthwash alkaline or is it acid? It's alkaline. Why would you use mouthwash? Because somebody told you and they sold it to you. Listerine, you see that commercial? And all the others,
yes,
too. We know them. All of it is alkaline. Test it if you don't believe it. And you change the pH of your mouth. And streptococcus, the bacteria, you're going to come out. And you're going to have all kind of dental and gum problems. For that one reason, you change the pH. Thank you for the question.
All right. Thank you very much, Amina. Push one of your phone. This one question that's been asked on the internet is one that we have answered before, and I'm sure someone on the line would love to know the answer to this as well. I can't lose the weight, the fat around my stomach. I've done everything I can. I don't know what else to do. Please help me. That's the question. That's a question we have for a lot of people, and most people don't want to ask the question because they feel bad about the fact they have excess weight. They call it obesity. Nobody wants to say I'm fat. We're not saying you're fat. We're saying that it's a health hazard. If you want to address
it, absolutely,
listen to this answer. Go ahead, my brother.
Mother and sister, we must have enzyme to break down and digest everything we consume. Enzyme, that is the first thing that our cell must produce. Enzyme comes first. We need enzyme to digest our food. and we need enzymes for repair and maintenance of our body. There's enzymes to help the cells to divide. There are enzymes so that the DNA can unwind. There are enzymes that modify all nutrients before entering the cells. If you denature these enzymes based on what you're eating and drinking, you're going to be denatured enzyme. That takes about five different enzymes to break down fats and oils. Brother Rashid, five different enzymes to break down protein. Sugar and starch are broken down in our mouth. You change the pH of your mouth, you won't have enzymes. So what's breaking down the sugar and the starch? You're going to wait till you get to your stomach? No, that's not how it works. So you have to produce enzymes by the hundreds of thousands every day and not denature them. If you don't have enzymes to digest your food, how would the cell be nourished? They won't be. They'll be malnourished. And where's the food residue going to go if this food is not broken down and digested? It's going to be residue of the food will be in the blood. And in order for the person's blood to keep flowing, the body must put the fat somewhere. It has to put it somewhere. So where is it going? Is it going to be absorbed by the stomach? And we already mentioned the liver. By the heart, by the spleen, by the pancreas, every organ. Then when they run out of the organ to absorb all the fat you've been consuming, because you can't digest, you're not producing the enzyme because you denatured them. Now your eyes will be absorbing the residues. Bags under the eye. Puffy eyelids. Then you have fat under your neck, back of your head. I'm just telling you what's happening when you can't digest your food thoroughly. In order for the blood to keep flowing, that is a priority, otherwise you'll be dead. The blood must flow so the body has an elaborate system to make this all of the organs and tissue to absorb fat. So you got a little fat in your stomach. You have fat on your arms, legs, thighs, everywhere. Some people are so obese, you know, the legs like elephant legs. We're not making fun and mockery of anyone. This is not the purpose of what we're saying here. If you don't have enzyme, if you don't produce enzyme, and you continue to denature the enzyme based on what you're eating and drinking, here are some things that denature enzymes. We've already been talking about them. Toxic metal that come from the air, the food, and the water. No one have told you that our body is high maintenance. You must remove these things forcefully in order to get them out of your body. You must use subatomic particles. It's the only way to liquefy them. Drugs won't help. Earth won't help. Food won't help. Strong acid. Denature enzyme. Strong alkali. Denature enzyme. Alcohol. If you drink alcohol, you denature your enzyme, making them worthless. Vaccine. Denature enzyme. Antibiotic. Denature enzyme. Those are some things that denature enzyme. And if you don't have enzyme for digesting your food, the food will not be digested. If the food is not digested, turned back into ions and nutrients, the cells will not be nourished. Therefore, they are compelled to produce symptoms and disease because the DNA will eventually be fragmented. And they will never receive the blueprint to produce protein units to repair everything, to rebuild everything, to regenerate everything, to renew everything. The epithelium and the cycle of renewal will not be renewed. all the tissue of the human body can be renewed, turned into new. There should be nothing old in our body because our cells divide. Everything has its cycle of renewal, Brother Rashid. The only reason it's not working because of what we're doing, the mistakes that we're making.
Right.
And we're compromising our whole body. That is it. You come to Centometry, we have weight shredding, a weight shredding program that is batting 100%. Anyone who comes to Centometry to lose weight or to remove unwanted pounds, they end up doing it. Belly fat can be removed. You must modify your diet to a scientific diet. You must cook your food scientifically. People don't know how to cook meats. They're grilling their meat. They're frying their meat. They're not cooking it scientifically. You have to cook it scientifically to release the amino acid. That's why we eat meat in the first place, to get the amino acid. The DNA is made up of 20 amino acids. That's why we need amino acids. Enzymes are made up, the main portion is amino acids. That's protein. That's why we eat certain foods. That's why we consume certain protein foods. That's all they have to do, come to Centometry, get the particulates and the molecules, and the cell themselves will remove the belly fat. You can go to the gym. I see people in the gym all the time, Brother Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
They are very huge and obese, but they're in the gym all the time. They look
right
at me. I spend 10 minutes in there, 15 minutes just to tone, and I'm out of there. They still be in there. I come back, they still in there. They would never lose the weight by using exercise, those barbells and doing weight and on the treadmill. Never. They would never lose the weight, the excess weight. You must ironize the weight, the cells, and produce enzyme. It's all about producing digestive enzyme, ancillary enzyme. Thank you.
No problem at all. You know, it's just so nice to hear information that's right to the point and matter of fact. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health to you, and I am Rashid Talam, and Abdul Shaheed is my guest speaker host for the night. And if you have a question, unfortunately, I'm going to have to have an emergency in the family, and I got about 15 minutes left. And I want you guys to recognize and understand that this is a two-hour show. We can't say it all. We can't get it all. But what we'll provide you with is tools and resources and information that you can analyze for yourself, think for yourself, and pick up that telephone and you call Abdul Shaheed, who's one of our health coaches. You get the information as best you can and read some of the books that are available to us. So we're going to take a short break here. We get your mind together in the last 10, 15 minutes of our phone call. And I want you to just take the time out to say, I need to ask this question before you get out. So with time restriction, I'll stay over if I have some questions. But I do have an emergency in my family. I do need to get off the studio. So I just want you to understand, we have about normally 40 minutes left. We're going to take 20. We're going to have to go. So with that, take a few minutes, get you a sip of water, and come back with your questions. Press 1 on your phone.
Brother, from
birth to death. Sometimes you never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brothers, to save your very, very soul. Make sure the whole world understands the law and full control. It's a struggle, brother. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother.
And we're back. You know, that song really reminds me of so much the struggle, just trying to survive in this crazy world. Misinformation, disinformation. You know, it can become cumbersome. It really can. And sometimes decision-making is so difficult until we can take the time out to find out why we have poor thought processes. Why we have a memory loss, which is a question that I have from the Internet. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. That lack of consciousness. You know, what's wrong when we have short-term memory loss? You know, I know it's a perfect question for you today. But can it be corrected? What does one have to do to get their memory back or processes that make our memory functional? Great question, because sometimes we don't even know we have short-term memory loss. You know, sometimes we want to blame it on what they say, oh, you know, age. Sometimes we want to blame it on different things. When you start talking about memory loss, Brother Abdul, man, what does it feel like when you can't remember stuff anymore? I mean, what a horrible disposition, a horrible feeling for one to go through.
Very, very, very horrible situation.
And the thing about it, you don't even know you're losing your memory. So
absolutely.
I just want to say to that particular question, but that is the last question I have from the Internet. And those of you who may have a question that you may want to ask, maybe we've said something that resonates with you. Press one on your phone. We're closing it down. We're going to pass on. We're going to have Abdul Shahid answer this one particular question and give his closing remarks and share with you information that you may need to reach him, education information that he has available to you. So with that, Abdul Shahid.
Brother Rashid, it's amazing. The Almighty put everything in our body to function normally. Everything is inside of us. Our body must produce neurochemicals, neurotransmitter neurons. Neurotransmitter, the main one that's in charge of our memory, is acetylcholine. It is the most sprawling neurotransmitter in the human body. It is everywhere. That means everywhere there is intelligence in the human body, even in your fingertips. So it is that neurotransmitter, acetylcholine, is the reason why a person have good memory, sharp memory, instant recall, or the like thereof. What happens? There's an enzyme. Every time I mention something, there's an enzyme that speeds up the production of acetylcholine. There's an enzyme that must remove old acetylcholine so new acetylcholine can take its place. If you denature that enzyme based on what you're eating and drinking and the herbs and the products that you're using and the vaccine that you're taking, antibiotic that you're taking, all these things will denature enzyme. Breathing the toxic metal in the air, in the water, consuming them will denature enzyme. That's the connection, Brother Rashid. And wherever acetylcholine should be, and if it's not there, our body will automatically produce neurofibrillary plaque, especially in the brain. There can be no emptiness. If something's supposed to be there, if it's not there, our own body will create something to fill the void. There could be no emptiness. That's quantum physics. Principle number one. This is real, Brother Rashid. So the plaque will be blocking everything else. If you cannot produce acetylcholine, not only you lose your memory, you become senile, because you won't be able to figure things out for yourself. You'll be dependent on somebody else to make all of your decisions eventually. Eventually, you become paralyzed, Brother Rashid, because the person cannot produce acetylcholine. You eventually become paralyzed. Because I said acetylcholine is the most broad neurotransmitter. It is everywhere. In order for the nerves to function properly, it has to be everywhere. Nerves are embedded in the muscles. If they don't communicate with through electrical energy, they won't be able to move. So the person would be paralyzed. So it is neurotransmitter, acetylcholine, that impacts our memory or our memory loss. You must remove the neurofibrillary plaque. How you do that? Your doctor can't do it. Drugs won't work. Herbs won't work. Food won't work. So what are you going to do? You come to scintometry, and there are particulates, subatomic particles, that have been reduced to atoms. These are natural substance in Mother Nature, natural product from Mother Nature, reduced to atoms. It could be wheatgrass. It could be garlic. It could be onions. Any natural product from Mother Nature, they are reduced to atoms, Brother Rashid. Once they are reduced to atoms, subatomic particles, they have 300 times or more benefit to our cell because of the energy that they now have. That's an amazing thought, isn't it? Reducing natural substance to subatomic particles, and it releases the energy. And you fuse it with electrical energy, thermal energy. You infuse it. This is no mystery. Why the medical world is not using this method? You ask them. We already know what to do about it. Every disease is curable. It doesn't make any difference what it is. If the person is willing to do what's necessary to put things back to normalcy. That's what memory loss, that's all it is. What is a human being without memory? You lose your identity. You won't remember your God who created you. You won't even remember your name, how to say your prayers, where you live at. You won't be able to answer any of those questions. You lose your memory. How are you going to maneuver yourself? You can't. Depend it on someone else to take care of you.
No.
That's the main reason, Brother Rashid. We must cook our food scientifically, learn to live on this planet scientifically, select our food scientifically. That's it. That's what we have to do. We have to get smarter. We have to know how to remove and repair our brain, how to nourish it, because we live in a very toxic environment, and it's predatory, it's adversary. We can't take anything for granted. You have to get smarter. Can't get dumber. That's been the problem. People have been dumbing us down, giving us all kind of misinformation, and we've been buying it hook, line, and sinker.
Wow. Well, I think you
nourish the brain. Remove the neurofibrillary plaque. Nourish the brain with the proper nutrients, the proper resources, and the brain will start functioning like it's supposed to, like the Almighty created it. We're supposed to have sharp reflexes, sharp memory, instant recall. When I was a child, I had one phone in the neighborhood. And everybody in the country could remember everybody else's number in the country. Nobody could remember any number. If you don't have the cell phone, you lost. You don't remember the first person's number. You don't even remember your spouse's number, phone number. That's ridiculous. That's what happens, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir. Okay, I think you made that very, very plain. And, you know, one of the questions we're going to get asked, and we're going to start answering some of these questions, how do you produce some of the things that we talk about, acetylcholine and serotonin and melatonin?
Come to scintometry.
How those things are done. Yes, sir. I know we have the answers, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God.
Unfiltered truth.
I just want to apologize for those who are being rude.
about, we didn't want your comment. We really want your question, because in the questions we can answer a lot of people's questions just by one person asking the question. Your comments throw this whole program off. We know what we're doing. That's why we have the program, because we know what the things that need to be said and how it needs to be said. So don't come on trying to be a host, or, you know, if you want to be a host, we'll help you get your own show. And that way we have no problem with that.
Absolutely.
With that, I do want to say this, you know, once again, my brother, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share with us tonight and share with us every Tuesday this information about ourselves, the science of who we are, the science of how we function, and the science of how to eat and live. You know, it's so important. So would you like to give some closing remarks and pass out the information pertaining to how we can gather more information about symptometry and how to reach you?
Absolutely.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. And Brother Bashir, we certainly appreciate the opportunity to share the information on symptometry, symptometric science, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of a human cell. I just want to make a couple of closing statements in all reference to providing nutrients and resources for our cells and removing or reducing our cell antagonists and DNA antagonists for optimal health. Number one, protein. We must give ourselves protein, mostly cooked, by using a method that breaks down meat protein and poultry protein to release all of the amino acids. After neutralizing animal antibiotics and growth hormone, those things must be neutralized. And we must cook the meat in such a way where all of the amino acids are released. That's why we're eating the meat in the first place. Number two, starch. We need starch, mostly cooked, by using the double burner method. And the starchy food must have silicon. Number three, sugar, mostly monosaccharide, simple sugar, not disaccharide, not processed sugars and all these things, monosaccharide. Our body must break it down to monosaccharide. That's what glucose is. And what the DNA is made of. Ribo, it's the monosaccharide. These are the sugar that we need. Number four, fatty acid from unsaturated fat and polyunsaturated oil. Our cells need essential fatty acid. If you consume non-essential fatty acid, it will eliminate the essential fatty acid. You cannot be healthy. If you use supplement, they must be properly combined so they are suited for the cells. If they're not properly combined, they won't reproduce the matrix that we're all made of. They won't do it. The matrix is the ground substance from which we're made of. It's ground zero. We're made of a matrix, everything. So we wanted to share that bit of information. And brothers and sisters, we'd like to remind you to go to the website of the American School of Symptometry, not for profit. And that website is amsos.org. Please go there. Many articles related to our condition, our disease, our symptom, and it also explains in those articles the mistakes that the person made and what must be done to get things back to normalcy. Please go there, amsos.org. Brother and sister, every Monday on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, we have this program called Optimal Health. And optimal health is the ability to resist diseases. This is what optimal health is, to resist diseases by resisting microbes, viruses, bacteria, all these things, parasites, to resist them, to fortify our body against diseases. Most diseases are preventable. You don't need no screening if you know how to prevent the disease. That's screening. To go to the doctor for a screening, that's not prevention. That's after the fact. You must learn real prevention and how to repair and maintain this body. So we have a program called Optimal Health on Monday, every Monday, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Please join us. Invite others to join us by dialing 515-605-9891. Or 425-292-4253. the Optimal Health Program on AM 360 from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Monday. Please join us. Also on Saturday and Sunday morning, we have this program called Morning Tylene. Morning Tylene. We speak about an hour or so on health. Health in general, pretty much like we do here. Please join us. All you have to do is dial in to free conference call at 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. If you missed the program, you want to go and listen to the replay, the replay number is 605-475-4949. Same passcode. If you have a need for a health coach to learn more or just have a consultation, please give us a call at 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Brother Rashid, I think that's about it. And you can give the information for the Signs of Health in You to remind them next Tuesday, same time, same station. Please join us and bring someone with you. They need to know this information just like you. Thank you, Brother Rashid, and we thank our listeners for paying attention and spending their time with us. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my good brother. You know, we right at the time that I said we got to be out of here, so we're going to make sure that next Tuesday, we're here. Tell your friend, tell your family member, tell the associate, tell somebody about the science of health in you. With that, we'll leave you in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you.